Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Sky's Limit podcast. And my audio may be different because I'm not at home. I'm on holiday and I did pre-film two episodes for while I'm at holiday, but I'm here for a lot longer than I thought. So, yeah, but the last Scary Storytimes video kind of blew up. So we're back at it again with another Scary Story Times, and this time not with Tia. And you guys probably love Tia's
Hey.
story. Yep, I'm here with Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely horrible.
Oh, because the sunburns.
Yeah, I'm
Don't
dying.
go to the beach in Australia without sunscreen.
I did use sunscreen
Are you
though.
sure about that?
Yeah, I even made my friends put it on.
Yeah, I'm gonna cough.
Anyways,
I'm sick, so that's also why I probably sound different. Anyway, Amy,
yes.
do you got some scary story times for us?
Yes, I do.
Are they
But
very, very?
oh, well,
Okay. Do you want to start this time? By the way, this is our second time trying to film it. So.
this time I'll start,
Okay.
So this whole story is not really that like scary, but it was scary at the time. It's more of like a laid back one because, yeah. Anyways, so I have a pretty small house. I'll send like a really rough sketch of where the back room is, but the back room is at the back of my house, clearly. I had a double bunk in it, the floor was carpet, and I had this giant window behind me. Then it went the bunk bed a little like walkway for me, then the door to the left, and then
Was this what happened while I was on call to you that one time?
no, this has happened when I was like 10, 9, 10, 9 years old.
Oh, okay, because I remember, I don't know whether you remember this, but something happened to you while I was on call to you one time.
Don't think I remember. But, yes, anyways. So, practically what happened was I was just vibing, watching Illegality as I did when I was younger. One of my favorite YouTubers, now pregnant, apparently.
Pregnant now, yeah.
Whew, that's crazy.
They grow up so fast.
I know. Anyways, but yeah, I was just vibing in my room, as I said, what it looked like. But the thing about my room, when you walk into my room, there's a space in the bunk bed in the corner. And I had a double bunk bed and then the window right behind. Vigil on my Instagram. Go check it out. One Banana King one. Anyways,
Shout out, huh?
just promoting myself. But I was just
Yeah.
watching the thing and I was like, you know what? I should probably go to sleep. It's like 10 at night. I am up so late. But now I like don't sleep. Anyways, but I closed my iPad. I put it to the side and I hear my door creak open. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
Hello? I was freaking out. And I
no.
was like, wait, is this like my sister? So like I quickly rushed to grab my iPad again because I put it on my nightstand. And for some reason I could not grab my iPad. I was grabbing it, and I was like, turn on, turn on. And when I turned it on and quickly like it was facing me at first and it swiveled it to the door and it like slammed shut.
Oh, like your door opened a little bit and then.
No, it was keep opening. It was I heard the door go and then it kept opening and opening and opening until I turned on the light, and then it just slammed shut, and then I started
That is so
screaming and
scary.
I started screaming and yelling and crying. Both my parents didn't wake up, but my sister did, and she's like came in running, going, "What was wrong? Were you okay? What's going on?" And I'm like, bruh, and then I explained the story to her, like I just did then. And from that night, I did not sleep. I kept watching Early Shower Lady.
Did you say this is the laid back one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have really much of tear stories where I've nearly died. Well, I nearly died drowning in a pool because of my cousin, but that's not really a scary story.
Do you want to do another one? Or do you want me to do one?
Oh, I was going to finish the story.
Oh, that's not done?
Yeah. But, like, I just wanted to quickly say about my parents. The next morning, I told my mom, I was like, hey, mom, this happened to me. I think there's something in the house. You should check it out. And she said it was my cats opening the door. My fucking cats. I'm like, are you nuts? Like,
it but how?
Yeah, legit, but how? She's like, they must have opened the door. I'm like, it doesn't explain how it, like, shut.
It's like what you expect, the cat just with its paw, like, slowly creeping it over, but, like, open, and then it just slaps the other side. And... No, a cat couldn't do that.
Yeah, the most scary story, most scary thing about the story is that what Brody told me in school once when I was telling him about it, he was like, what if they were actually going out and they're already in your room? That, from then on, I've just been creeped out by that.
Wait, did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, I've told you the story. And they're like, what if they were trying to get out, not come in? And that, yeah, that freaked me out. And I was like, this might have been something in the fucking room with me. Well, then. Anyways, you can say anything, Brody.
Actually, I'm going to say a story about you. Okay? And I was on call with you. So, me and Amy were on call, just talking, probably talking about either drama, anime, or Minecraft.
Maybe Bloxburg, I don't know.
Maybe. And we were just, you know, hanging out. And then all of a sudden, Amy's like, what the hell is that? And then I'm like, what? And then she's like, there's laughing outside my window. Or you saw something outside your window. Do you remember this?
I do not.
I think it was laughing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was laughing. You heard outside your window. And you're like trying to like peep your eye out there. And then you're like, there's no security screen on my window or something. You said something like that. Hold up, I'm going to cough.
I don't remember the story.
You don't?
No.
Well, there was another story that you definitely will remember. Those are two quick ones. So this one, me and Amy were on call video chatting on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, there is this giant ass spider behind her. Oh, and she's just, you like start yelling for your dad. Your dad comes in, and oh my god, it was so big.
I remember this.
Bro. It was so big. It was gigantic.
Bro, I was so scared. It just started climbing up behind me.
You started screaming, and then wasn't it like on your pillow or something? Oh, you said something to do with your pillow.
I think I threw my pillow at it. And then it, like, it fucking jumped. Freaked out. Gives me,
pills.
Gives me chills. Like, ooh, I hate that story. That's scary to me. That's terrifying.
You, flipped your camera around. I just started spamming, the picture button when you're on call with somebody. No, we were on FaceTime, right? Through, phone number.
Oh yeah, we were, yeah. When you had Apple.
And then when I had Apple. Yeah, and then I started spamming the picture thing, and then now I have a picture on my old phone of you, well, a giant spider above your bed.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Are huntsmen in America, or are they an Australian spider?
I had no idea.
If they're an Australian one, you Americans that listen to us, just search up Huntsman Spider.
Australia. They're fucking ginormous.
They are.
Oh, they
we also birding the spiders here, I'm pretty sure. Which are the, like, the biggest spiders ever. Oh my god, I have another quick story. Sorry, I'm taking up the stories. But
it's fine.
My mum, right, when she was younger, she had this friend, and they were hanging out on the couch of his place. And he's talking to her, and he's like, well, another day he was talking to her, and he's like, yeah, there's just this gigantic spider that lives here. It's literally so big, you can hear it crawling on the walls and crap. And my mom's like petrified of spiders. She didn't want to go back there, but he was her friend, so so she went back there one day. She was spending the night. They were on the couch watching a movie. All of a sudden, they hear giant footsteps in the next room, and my mum looks through the door. This gigantic ass spider, the size of a dinner plate, is walking on the ground making footstep noise. It's that big.
Oh, bruh, I would be screaming.
Like, oh my god. Okay, here's some. Those were some spider horror stories, plus you're laughing outside your window or something. Now your turn.
Oh god, okay. I can tell you about this, like, I don't know how scary it is, but it's terrifying to me. So I'm in the room, this room. I'm not in the back room. This was pre-entrance before the door. I was in the other room with my sister. We were sleeping in the same room, and that bunk bed was in there again. And she was sleeping on the double bunk on the bottom. I was sleeping on the single on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was. I was always there with my sister. We shared a room. That was great. I loved it. But during that time, we would always keep our door open. Because it was just a thing. I didn't like the door being closed when I was younger. I was like, I wanted it always open.
Yeah, that was like me too.
Now I think it refused to open my door. Anyways,
now you do.
Yeah, like now I just keep my door shut. I'm just like, nope, no demons, thank you.
I mean, I keep it open during when my mum has the aircon on, but when she doesn't, it stays closed.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways.
Chill, anyways.
I slept in this room like most of my life. And mm-hmm. I was up on the top, like, sleeping one time. I was just, like, vibing asleep. And then, like, I kind of just, like, woke up for some reason. My sister was asleep. And I look out the door. And this giant black figure is standing there.
That's... You listened to the last Scary Storytime podcast, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, you heard the one how I saw a giant black figure at my doorway.
Me trying to remember the story.
Like, it was waving at me.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Mine didn't wave, though. Mine was just standing there staring at me.
Yeah, people like... I don't know. People like, it's sleep paralysis, but I was wide awake.
I was wide awake, too. Like, I just woke up. I was like, okay, I'm hungry.
Yeah, when I saw it, like... I didn't really move because of how frightened I was.
Yeah, that was me. I literally sat up in bed and I kind of stared at it.
Yeah, and then I started, like, saying, Aaron, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Ciao. Anyways, so, I was just vibing there and I was kind of, like, staring at it, kind of petrified. So I just, like, went back to sleep. Legit, I just laid down, put the covers over my head and went back to sleep. But then, like...
Wait. Maybe... That's, like, what I did. I just put my covers over my head. 5 minutes later, I took it off and it was gone.
anyways, no, I fell back asleep, and anyways, like 3 weeks later, I woke up again. I did the same thing. I sat up, and it was there again. But this time, it had a small little white figure next to it. And I was terrified. I was like, I started going, Michelle, 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 Michelle. And I kind of woke my sister up, and she kind of woke up, and she saw the exact same thing I did. She looks over, and she's like, Amy? And I'm like, do you see what I'm seeing? She's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, is it a black man? And then the little white person, she's like, there's a black man. Oh, sorry, I should say shadow man. I'm sorry, Fire.
Yeah.
I should say shadow man. It was just a black, like, figure. It looked like a shadow. And she saw a little white box, and I saw a little white person. And I was sitting there petrified, and my sister was like, okay, we've got to figure out what this is. So she turns her light on, and she points it to the door with a flashlight on, and the guy instantly disappears, same with the black, the little white person. But then as I look up to my roof, the guy's on my roof. And I scream. I'm fucking screaming at this point. And every time my sister moved, and then she when she moved it up to the person, then he just disappeared completely. I could not see him again. I looked everywhere around the room. I did not see him. And then I was very scared, so I just put the covers over my head again, went to sleep, woke up like an hour later, and we're both there again. And
That
then I
is
got.
petrifying.
Yeah, legit, I was so scared that night. I woke my sister up again. I was like, hey, here again, I'm scared. She did the same thing. She shined the light over to them. And the black guy disappeared completely. But the little white guy stayed there. But he kept hopping around my room, the room we were in. Every time my sister moved the light over to him, he would get closer and closer to me until he's next to me, hanging on the bar, staring at me. But I could not see anything. I hardly remember the moment, actually. I just remember seeing him next to me, but I didn't see any bright light, didn't see his face, didn't see anything, didn't see much at all. I just subconsciously remember someone staring at me, a tiny figure hanging off the bars. Like, I don't even remember what he looks like to this day. I just remember
Does
him
your
being
sister
far away.
remember?
Yes, my sister still remembers. But she never got up close to them to see what he looked like either.
Is she, are you like petrified of it?
Bro, I'm terrified of it. I'm actually in this room again right now, and I always keep my door shut now during the night because I never want that to happen to me again.
Yeah, but also, I feel like having your door shut and having it open is like as scary as each other. Like having it shut, like if you see something, it'll be harder for people to hear your screams and stuff.
Yeah, but then having it open will be quicker to kill you.
Yeah, but oh my God, it just, oh my God. Just, I'm one of those people where I'm like, oh yeah, I love the paranormal world. I go out looking for stuff, but also I'm like, ah, oh my God,
Give it to my house. It's in my
yeah,
house, and uh-oh.
like if I go out somewhere to like an abandoned warehouse or something, and I find like a person, like a dark figure in there, I'm like, oh, he'll anyway. So yeah, okay. And then I go home, and like if I see somebody, I'm like, move to the house, pack my bags. Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, if you expect it when you go out, yes, but when it's in your house,
It's like
no, we're
your
good.
house is your security and privacy, and then as soon as you know that it's in there, you're just like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry, goodbye. But yeah,
To
I have a lot
play
more. It just depends.
Make sure
Okay,
it's really scary because this will be our
so.
last one, and then we'll go on to just a random talk.
Okay, so I got. Remember my dream ones? Which one of them
Dream
do you want me to
ones.
say? Yeah, my three dream ones I had.
I don't.
The one with my siblings. The one with the creepy things I sent you. The one chasing me that left a scar.
I don't know, you choose. Whatever one scared you the most?
Well, they all scared me, like, out of my balls.
Yes, so whatever one scared you the most, I can't choose.
Oh. I can't. Bruh, they were all so scary to me. Like, I always think back to them.
Well, just say all of them.
Equally. All of them are pretty long, though. I'll say ones about the ones in the yard. My Oma's yard. With the, you know, the figures I sent you? The one that was the tall, lanky beast that looks kind of like
sure.
Black bones and shit. And that's fine. Okay. I don't know if, you gotta put a trigger warning at the beginning of this video. Anyways, podcast, I should say.
Coughing.
Yeah. Okay. So this one that happened in my dreams. It's nothing really happened to me in life, but it still terrifies me. So it's a reoccurring dream almost like every year. It never goes away. I never lose it. I never get anything out of it. It just leaves me scared for weeks. So I'm at my Uma's place, or my grandma's place, as people might say. And she has this, the visual meditations will always be in my Instagram. Again, one Banaki, one, go follow me. It'll be in my highlights.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm at my Uma's place, and there's this giant yard, and then there's a bigger yard that's like over 100 acres. But we're in this tiny section of it. And I imagine this little area at the back of it. And since I was little, I had that dream, and I would always, and it would be reoccurring. And my voice hates me at the moment. I need a drink of water. But when it first started, I didn't really know what to do. I was just sat there for a bit going, what is this place? I thought it was just like a random dream.
So this is a dream?
But then it happened again.
You're talking about? So you're talking about the dream? No.
Yeah, I stated about the dream at the beginning, Brody.
Okay, yeah, continue.
There was this thing, and I was usually just sitting there. And then one time, this beastie-ass looking skeleton kind of guy started walking into the enclosure that is in the back. And when I was little, I used to stand it petrified, trying to huddle up in the corner of this fenced in pen. And over time, there went one, then two, then three, then four. And I would just try to stay hidden in the corner of the pen while they just walk around it. But it got to the point where I got too big and I couldn't hide. I remember one time they came in and they kind of stared directly at me. And I was so scared. I actually quickly got up and tried to hop the fence. The fence wasn't like that tall. It was like a normal size fence. It was like barbed wire. And I tried to get out of it so fast. I actually have a cut, I think, on my leg somewhere of me escaping from that. And I immediately woke up with a sore leg, like the cut is. I gotta send you the cut. But I was so scared that night. I did not sleep. I did not do anything. And then later in these years, I think last year, I had the dream again. And my Sputsy was in it, my little dog. And it happened for like maybe 2 years or a bit that she was there with me. And I would always grab her. I would grab her up and then like chuck her over the fence. And then I would go over the fence to make sure she was always safe, because she was a very important dog to me. But this one time, one started speeding at me, and I was so scared, I just quickly jumped the fence, left the dog behind. And trust that, it was a bad thing. I was in a state of shock, but I went to go grab the dog after I jumped the fence, but then I immediately woke up. And then I had the dream again. And I had a dream, and Sputsy wasn't there anymore.
Oh.
And I started panicking. And just letting you know, every year there's usually somehow I can get out just
Yeah.
fast enough for them not to get me. But I'll tell you about another year that I just did not escape fast
Oh,
enough.
damn.
But I had that dream, and I started crying at it first. I started crying because I could not find Spotsy, and they were starting to come in. And I was being chased the whole time, and I finally jumped out, and I woke up immediately after that, and I found out maybe, I don't know how long after, but Spotsy actually went
Oh
missing,
no.
and down at the creek, and we have not been able to find her since, so we believe she has passed away
Oh my God.
or been taken. So ever since then, I've always think it was my fault, but I'm like, it was a dream, Amy. It was a
I mean,
dream.
it could,
But still, dreams
yeah,
could
but it
be
could always be
terrifying.
like, oh God, this sounds so weird, but like spiritual senses, like knowing that your dog is missing.
Yeah, that I believe that is it as well, to be honest with
Yeah,
you.
like,
But yeah, that's
yeah.
so.
Well,
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your
But,
dog.
nah, it's fine. But I was going to quickly explain the one time I
Yeah.
didn't escape. I think I was. Many came in that time, more than usual, a hot lot more than usual. And I was staying there petrified because for some reason I just. There was nothing wrong with anything that I couldn't escape from. And I was very confused, and I was like, well, how can I get escape? And I kind of just stood there being silent as possible, trying to hide myself. And then I see some of them look at me, and
Wait,
my
are there
heart just
multiple of
drops.
them?
I'm like, oh no. Yeah,
Oh.
there's heaps. I said almost every year there's just more and more and
Oh.
more. But this year there was more than usual than they will
Yeah.
come in. And I they looked at me, and my heart dropped. I immediately was like, oh fuck, well shit, now I have to like try and get out. And so when I went to go jump the fence, all I remember is these two hands catch onto my shoulders, and then I immediately wake up in like very hot, sweaty, sort of in a panic attack, but not a panic attack. And I felt hot shoulders on me when I woke up. I meant hands, I should say, not
Yeah.
shoulders. And yeah, I hate having that dream, to be honest with you. It's terrifying
Yeah.
to me. I also have a lot of night terrors as well, and sleep paralysis.
Has there ever
So yeah, I was. Oof.
been like
Go on.
another person in there? Just you,
Never,
your dog,
never
and
another person. At first,
yeah.
my dog wasn't there. It was just me. And then my dog eventually came in for a while. And then, as I said, it went missing, and I did not see the dog in their dream. But it's always been me, myself, and I in at my Uma's place,
Are you
trapped
like
in there.
scared to go over her
So
house now?
I'm always scared, but well, she lives in Toowoomba, out of the middle of nowhere. But she's a Christian, holy person, and the dreams terrify me, but her house doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, I still hate going up there at night because of what's also happened up there, but still.
Well, let's get on to the random part. I also want to say, I actually, as Amy was talking about this, I realized I have a lot more stories about my nan's house that is very haunted. So if you guys want to see Scary Stories Part 3, just listen to the podcast. Listen to get your friends to listen to this episode or DM me at Sky's Limit Podcast on Instagram asking for a part three and it will happen. So,
Yeah.
Amy, What have you been up to?
Going to the beach, getting sunburnt, talking to a lot more people. I've actually made two new
Oh,
friend
same.
groups.
Well, one for me.
Oh.
But
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be in this like YouTube friend group as
Mina
Mina,
from My Hair Academia.
and I'm very excited. Yeah, Mina from My Hair
I'm gonna
Academia. Sorry, I didn't
cough.
say that. But I'm very excited about that. They're very cool
Yeah,
people.
sounds fun. We have some news if you want to say it, or do you want to keep it a secret for now?
Wait, what news? Oh, okay. No, you can say it. You can
Are
say
we thinking of the same thing?
Yeah, we're thinking the same thing.
So, me and Amy have a podcast. We're
Yes, we
thinking of the same thing.
do. Yes,
Okay,
we are.
good. I genuinely thought we weren't.
I was like, what new news could it be?
Yeah, we have a podcast.
You should totally go check it out, but I don't even know the name of it
If
yet.
anime had a podcast.
Oh yeah, if anime had a podcast. I forgot about that
Yeah.
already.
Season one will be of Attack on Titan. Oh, Sword Art.
No,
Yeah,
Sword Art
Sword Art
Online.
Online. Season one is Sword Art Online. So, pretty much what we do, we just
Yes.
like recap the episodes, give you Easter eggs, things you wouldn't know usually about the characters and stuff. So,
And then we would have special ones going just in depth about one
yeah, every
character and
like
their
three
backstory.
episodes, it will be like that. So,
Yep.
like, since we're doing Sword Art Online, oh my god, I don't know the names of the characters. What's the
Oh.
main character's name again? Black hair guy.
Yeah, blackhead guy. Yeah, that dude. We promise we'll
Yeah.
know the names on the day. I have. Oh, it's been a while since I've watched Sword Art Online, though. So leave me alone.
Same kind of.
Yeah. Well, practically, we'll be watching the first episode, getting dots down, getting news down. Stuff about the character, stuff
We're
about
gonna put a lot of
like
work into
what
this.
happened, Easter eggs. Yeah, Easter eggs in the first episode or maybe second episode if there is any. And yeah, practically we'll be recapping the episode as Bree said before, and talking about what's going
And
on.
every Tuesday, right?
Every Tuesday, I'm pretty sure.
Also,
What new
I know
podcast?
Amy doesn't want to talk about this, but I'm gonna do it. I mean, Amy isn't really involved in it, so don't get her involved if you're listening. We had our first scandal to do with the podcast. And scandal
Scandal.
because of Tia. Yeah, I know you don't want to talk about this. But,
Okay.
because Tia spoke about her ex, and apparently they listened to the podcast. So, yeah. Scandalous. Awkward.
I ain't here. Yeah.
So, let's change the subject. Oh, dang it. Oh
Please.
my God.
So yeah, I've just been like, I w wanna like make this anime world. I think we had
Yeah.
already planned it ages ago, and then we just never did it.
Not he is.
And then I'm like, Yeah, Nettie's doing it. But I think she's been doing it for like a long time before us. And then she told me she did it because she's actually built like a whole thing in her school actually. She built like a whole city thing. Like with Minecraft stuff in it and then working labs. It seems very cool. And actually I think I got the idea off that. And then she started making one of her own with her best friend.
Wow, I thought you were her best friend.
Yeah. I'm everyone's second best friend. I'm just like the next best friend after best friends. I've been told
Oh.
that a lot, so. T.
I actually got into a bit of a fight with Tia and Chloe last night, the co-host. But me and Chloe doing an episode after we're done, so that make sure you check that out. There might be a lot of tension in that episode.
Ooh,
Scandals.
Scandal, hashtag
Oh, speaking of
scandal.
scandals, Trisha I
Ooh.
started listening to her podcast with Ethan, H3 podcast. Hold up, I'm gonna cough.
I've never watched Treasure Payton's podcast. Yeah,
Okay,
listen,
do you know
listen.
Trisha Paytas? Do you know
No.
how scandalous she is? Yes,
Yes.
question mark.
Yeah.
She's just so scandalous, and I mean, God, it's so hard. I mean, she's like not a bad person. She's just very
Questionable.
uneducated in certain topics. Like,
Ah.
so she's, I think, I don't know anymore, but I think she's now married to a Jewish guy. Like, he's Jewish, and he's suddenly, like, saying, my Jewish lunch, and, like, borderline racist. Like, oh, God, it's so hard to say, print out. Like, you're just gonna have to look into her sort of thing. And she's recently made a podcast with H3 Productions called Frenemies. And pretty much she's made a podcast with this guy, and the guy she's had a lot of drama with. Like, a lot. Like, he's fat shamed her and all this, yet she's made a podcast with him, which is so confusing. But literally, the whole podcast is just calling her out on stuff. And I'm like, Trisha, why aren't you seeing what's happening? You're being, like, I don't know, you're being lied to, I guess. Like, literally, the whole
Oof.
podcast is like him saying, how much money do you make? Like, you make all these fake accounts, blah blah blah, and she's like, yeah, blah 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 blah. Like, she's not seeing what is happening.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, you're gonna have to listen to it. It is interesting, but
You would have to send it to me because I kind of forgot about this person.
Trisha Paytas.
Yeah.
Do you know Tana Mojo? Do you know
Yeah.
how scandalous she is? Okay.
No.
You.
I'm kind of like.
Uneducated on skinless people.
Yeah.
Well, why are you friends with me?
Yeah, it's kind of a. I kind of just listen to you guys talk and I'm like, oh, that's kind of sad. Should I?
Yeah. Oh.
Chow anyway. So,
Oh God. So yeah, I got into an argument with Tia and the co-host Chloe. That's why she isn't here right now. And also I tried to call her and she didn't pick up. So yeah. I
that's kind of
know.
sad.
We got into an argument because she sent a video to Tia, a very unflattering one of me that I hate. And Tia posted it online and I told her to take it down and she didn't listen and yeah. So I did unblock Tia though.
Okay, that's good because I was questioning if you did or not. Did not. I was kind of sitting here going, well,
I didn't. I was debating whether I should or not, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna unblock her, and she's followed me, but we haven't spoken yet.
okay. I actually spoke to her just a second
Really?
ago. Yeah. Well, she's one of my friends,
Yeah,
so
obviously.
yeah. Awkward. So
Oh, so scary stories.
yeah, so I hope you
They were
like some
actually
scary
very
stories.
scary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate that.
By the way,
Yeah. Actually, right now I'm actually building you
they
one.
were actually,
Anyways,
well,
hello.
we forgot to say they were actually all real.
Oh, yeah, they're all real true
Yeah.
friends.
Also, you guys need to like message me on Instagram and tell me what you guys want in the podcast. Like, do you guys want more scary stories, more talking about random crap like this? What, well, not like this where it's awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas has passed. Merry Christmas, guys. I forgot to say that with Tia.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas to y'all. I hope, yeah. Just
Yeah,
yeah.
this is coming out. Well, we're filming this a week before it actually comes out. So, yeah. I come back
Yeah.
home on
We had
January 15.
And it
December.
is
Yeah, December
still
29
December.
right now, almost 30th. So I gotta. Yeah, so I
Almost
gotta work
30.
out how many. Oh my God, I'm gonna cough. Oh
He
my
loves
God, I
coughing,
hate
doesn't
being
he?
sick and podcasting because I keep on having to mute.
I don't even know how to
Oh,
mute.
I have like
Ciao,
headphones on
anyways.
so I can just press the mute button. So I gotta
Oh.
pre-film this episode, which is on the for the 2nd of this January. So happy New Year. Happy New Year. This
Oh
comes
my
out
God,
in
Happy New Year!
2021. Our first. Oh my God, you're
Holy
in our first
shit.
episode of 2021, Amy.
Oh hell yeah. Happy how was
Yeah,
2021,
how's
Amy?
2021 to Amy and Birdie?
It's
If.
gonna be
Yeah,
weird
if
looking back on
2021
this.
is as bad as 2020. Then we gotta listen back and hear ourselves. Like, wait, let's make a prediction of how 2021 will be right now.
I think it'll be probably the same, but maybe some more restrictions will
You
be
think?
let out. Yeah. Maybe we'll let it travel a little bit more.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. This will be the third day of 2021, Amy.
Well, if we're talking about just the third day,
no, like
it's going to be changed.
I'm saying this comes out on the third day of 2021.
I know. I'm just saying I hope 2021 gets
I know, 2021
better.
Is so crazy. Do you reckon Trump will still be, like, going off?
Oh, no idea, actually. I'm not too wrapped up on their politics and shit. I'm more like...
The only moments when I got kind of pissed is when Trump was, like, threatening other countries. Like, if you don't get your COVID handled... Oh, no. If you don't get your Black Lives Matter riots handled with, then I'll send over the US Army to handle it for you. Like, threatening. Yeah.
They said that? Me not knowing about politics and shit?
Sorry. Next time I cough, I'm going to not mute so you guys can hear how annoying it is.
But yeah, but I didn't actually know what happened with Trump.
Also, Black Lives Matter riots aren't bad.
Yeah, plus Black Lives
Matter. Yeah, I know, it wasn't just a trend for 2020.
Yeah, a lot of people think, that annoys me how everyone's like, are you going to still support us even if it's not a trend anymore?
Like,
yes, I am.
I'm still posting stuff about it. Literally yesterday, I posted something on my Instagram that said, like, 2020 is not a trend for 20. Like, CMTV or whatever it's called posted a thing and they were like, 2020's biggest trends or something.
Yeah.
And... Alright, yeah, they were like 2020's biggest trends and Black Lives Matter was in there and I posted it and I was like, Black Lives Matter wasn't a trend. It's an actual thing.
Yeah, and it's still going and people need to support.
People know on this podcast, me and the co-host Chloe and like everybody who comes on here are openly for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, of course, like
yeah, exactly.
We'll never not be.
Even when we're like 70 years old in a retirement home, about to die on our deathbed, Black Lives Matter.
70?
No, I'm going
for like 100.
I'm going for like 30. I'll die.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I think that's all we needed to talk
about.
You
want to end it already?
No, my dad just wants to.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
We'll end it here. Yes. Hope you guys have a good day, night, morning, whatever time it is. Yeah.
Or whatever.
See you guys. Love you all. Bye.